There's been little let up in the violence in Indian-controlled Kashmir in the months since India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee offered a hand of friendship to neighboring Pakistan. The two nuclear neighbors have fought two wars over Kashmir, and more than 150 people have been killed in violence there since late last month. There were hopes that this latest effort at reconciliation could help end the violence and begin steps toward peace between India and Pakistan. In the first of two reports this week, NPR's Michael Sullivan says from Islamabad that Vajpayee's offer has not translated into progress.
Friday afternoon, Lahore train station, one of Pakistan's busiest. Trains pull out frequently, heading for various destinations around the country, Quetta, Karachi, Peshawar. Until early last year, there was a train to neighboring India, too, but it was discontinued after the attack on the Indian Parliament in December 2001 that left the two countries close to war. Shami kebab seller Baba Hussein has worked the platform here since the 1980s. He wants to see train service to India resumed, and soon. When the train was coming from India, Hussein says, it was full of people. They brought money and they brought business. And things were a lot better for us then than they are now, he says. Restoring train links was one of the confidence-building measures expected after Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee's dramatic offer of friendship. So was resumption of air links between the two countries and the restoration of full diplomatic relations. So far, none of it has happened. Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times in Lahore.
You know, the important thing here is to get some talks going, to see some actual things taking place on the ground. And the tragedy is it's been almost a month now since Mr. Vajpayee made that statement. But there's been no progress. There is a lot of statements coming from both sides. But not a single CBM has been implemented.
Sethi worries hardliners on both sides may try to derail the effort begun by Prime Minister Vajpayee. Nonetheless, many Pakistani analysts say President General Pervez Musharraf is keen to start a dialogue with India for a number of reasons. Pressure from the U.S. is one, domestic concerns is another. In the past few months, Musharraf and his Prime Minister, Zafarullah Khan Jamali, have been trying out a new phrase, Pakistan first, in their public speeches. Pervez Hoodboy teaches at Islamabad's Qadi Azam University.
It could be interpreted as meaning that now we've got to put Pakistan's interests above that of Kashmir. Hitherto, Kashmir has been the focus of Pakistan's total energy and intensity. So now if we interpret this right, what this could mean is that we're going to think about other things like economic development and solving our own local problems.
Hoodboy says nearly half of Pakistan's current spending is defense-related. Peace with India would help General Musharraf redirect much of that spending into better education and health care. Again, Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times in Lahore.
He rather fancies himself as a modern-day builder. He's forced people to do a lot of belt-tightening here under IMF regulations. And it's the first time it's ever happened in 50 years that we've actually gone ahead and completed an IMF program. Now, he doesn't want the gains of this to be squandered. And I think what he's looking for right now is if they can literally freeze the situation on Kashmir and start some confidence building between the two sides, maybe some of these other more important issues that he's interested in can move forward.
Qadi Azam University Professor Pervez Hoodboy isn't convinced Pakistan first means a rethink of state policy on Kashmir, but he says he is encouraged by the fact that there are now open debates on Pakistani television about making peace with India.
I was present in two of them where I said, look, we've got to stop making covert war upon India. It's just harming us much more than it's harming them. And there was outrage from some of the listeners, but there were others who called back and said, look, you're absolutely right on this. We've just not given peace a chance. We now have to do that. It's good for us. It's good to be pragmatic.
But being pragmatic in Pakistan also means acknowledging that support for those fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir will continue. President Musharraf may be willing to reduce the flow of militants across the border, but he is unlikely to end it completely. Few in the army or Pakistan's religious parties would allow it. Whether a significant reduction is enough for India to agree to talk about a lasting peace remains to be seen. For now, however, that the two sides are even considering talking is a vast improvement over just a few months ago. Samina Ahmad is Islamabad Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
When you have two nuclear armed neighbors on the verge of war, this is a long way to go just to sustain, even temporarily, the peace till you create a space where other steps could be taken. But those other steps are going to be essential.
Other steps, such as restoration of full diplomatic relations and the resumption of air and rail links. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.